الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يحل لكم أن ترثوا النساء كرها ولا تعضلوهن لتذهبوا ببعض ما آتيتموهن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about something specific that the people of Jahiliyyah, in the days of pagandom, what the Arabs would do. And when a person would pass away, when a person passes away, then his awliya, and those who would inherit from him too, like his children, etc., they would feel that they can even control the wives of the deceased, the wives of this person who has passed away. So they could control them in this, in a way that if they want to marry them, they could marry them. If they want to marry them off to other people, they could do so. If they wanted to keep them and detain them in their homes until maut comes to them, they could do so. In other words, they could manage their affairs and they could control them however they want to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down and revealed this verse to say that this is something totally impermissible. You could not do this. So Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now, O you have brought iman, لا يحل لكم أن ترثوا النساء كرها. That it is impermissible for you, it is unlawful for you to inherit woman in such a forcible way, where you take the rights of this woman now away from her, and you control and manage her in this way. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all men in general. Allah says, ولا تعضلوهن. That when it comes to women in general, do not, supposedly if there's some problems going in that marriage, now you don't want to keep that woman, the woman doesn't want to stay with you, Allah says don't force them, don't coerce them and detain them in their homes. You are unhappy, but don't force them to be in that marriage. لِتَذْهَبُوا بِبَعْضِ مَا أَتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ. So that you can take away some or part of what you have given them as dowry, as mahar. So now, you tell this woman that if you really want me to release you from this nikah, then you must pay me some of the mahar that I gave you when I married you. So Allah says, don't do this. So don't force them into this. إِلَّا أَن يَأْتِينَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ مُبَيِّنَةٍ. Allah says, unless they do some open and clear indecency. In other words, if they have to do zina, then you may negotiate with them. You did some wrong, you did a sin. If you are unhappy to stay with that woman, then you can ask her, yes, part of what mahar I gave you, could you please return some of that? Because you did something that was totally wrong. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Allah says, live with them and treat them بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, with all kindness. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ. And if for some reason you dislike them, then Allah says, فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. Perhaps you dislike something. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in that thing that you dislike a lot of good. And yeah, this is a few examples are given in the books of tafsir. Maybe now you think something is bad for you, but later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the condition and that woman would be good for you. Or perhaps this woman may not be somebody who is good in your eye, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow you with a child from this particular woman who would become salih, and even a pious son who would later be a coolness of your eyes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put good in that. So فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. Perhaps you dislike something. وَيَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a lot of good in that. In the next verse, Allah talks about, but if you are sure about changing this wife, in other words, you want to release her from your nikah and get married again, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses what you should do after that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all problems in nikah and grant everybody a happy and blissful marriage.